KO4QLG, KO4NUE. QLG, KO4NUE.
KEN0GR, mobile.
Hey, Tom, what's going on? How are you today, sir?
Well, I didn't hear Chris, but if he breaks in there, I'll just shut up. We're just getting on to 26 up here at Landrum. Just now heading for the...
Joy, Tom, no joy. You're in and out. It may be me, though. I'm in a pretty bad spot. But if you can hear me, I hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well today.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, Chad. We're up here getting on I-26 up north. Going up get some apples. I'll talk to you later, buddy. KO4NUE and 0TR.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE.
I want to talk to you, W4WOC.
How are you today, bud? You doing all right?
It's fire and warmer in the land of Oz. Are you going up for the big old fat ham fest?
I think I am. I think I'm gonna sit this one out. We're still recovering just a little bit, and I don't want to get 2 hours from the house and, you know, peter out. So I think we're gonna have to sit this one out.
Well, the mayor of Oz is gonna sit this one out too. Been there. It's a nice one, but at the moment I just don't really need anything. Probably need to sell some stuff if I'd be smart. But the laws will do that to you. Yeah, over.
And I'm getting that way myself. It's amazing how fast that stuff accumulates if you're not careful, you know. It just seems like my little desk area gets smaller every week. You know what I mean?
W4WOZ. I have a few radios that I probably need to sell, but I've had experiences with them, good and bad, and I'd hate to get rid of them, you know?
What you mean? I do. But I'm just going to let you know also, I guess it's been 3 or 4 weeks now, maybe a month, that I've been using the quad I built. And, man, I'm telling you, I really like that thing. It does really good job, a really good job.
Great news, man. If that's what you're using right now, it's awesome. But, you know, they're not that hard to build, and they do pretty good for what they are.
Right now, off a little mag mount over here in Pickens County. But I've got it set up at home, and I use it for use it on the data stuff, and it does really, really good job. I would almost argue it wouldn't take much for me to say that it does a little bit better than the beam. But I'd have to think about that a little bit.
The numbers, I don't know what the numbers are, frankly. And sometimes take you down the wrong road, if that can be said. What worked for you probably wouldn't work for somebody else. I've been running a quad, 20 years. So I don't really know anything other than a J-pole. Than that, over.
I mess around with antennas a lot, KO4NUE. I build a different one about every week just to experiment with it, you know, see what it, how it works, how it does, you know, whatever. And by far, like I said, I'm just really tickled to death with this one. It's lightweight, doesn't occupy as much space. I need to do something about the colors. Right now it's orange and yellow, safety yellow. But I don't think no lady's too pleased about that, but that's okay. I'll get it colored. But other than that, I love it. I've got it where it's portable and put it on a tripod, so when we have club meetings, I'll take it up to the clubhouse, and right now using it to help some of the newer operators, you know, and it's all good.
I can't say I've repaired one or two. Let me put it that way. I ain't really made the whole thing. I had inherited an antenna project someone had, and kind of finished that up. So that's how I ended up with my stacks up there. But the four element, I bought that at the Shelby Hamfest when I first become ham. Good gracious, long time. But it works too. You know, you can't kill them unless you just squash them in the ground there, over.
It took me a little bit to figure out how to get the reflectors. You know, you're dealing with a square floating in free space. You got the radials that, you know, hold the square in space, in place. But it took me a little bit to figure out how to get each director a little bit smaller than the other one. But once I got that figured out and figured out how to mark it, then, you know, you just kind of stitch it through the holes, and, man, it's, you know, does a really good job. I haven't tried it on sideband yet. If you feed it on the left or right, then it's vertical. If you feed it on the bottom, it's horizontal. So everything I've been doing is vertical. So I'm, like I said, I don't have any complaints with it. I love the thing. You lightweight, put it in the truck, and, you know, go about your business.
I was just thinking while you were saying all that, I could run this little four element guy that I got up there that's doing nothing. I could aim it to the south and run it in here to one of my antenna switches. That switch over and over. Hey, the good thing about making an antenna, any antenna, I guess, is you learn something. And if you make another one, it's a better one than the first one you made.
You're right. Like I said, this one was a challenge because of how you got to get the directors mounted. And, you know, it's not like a regular beam. You just drill a hole in the beam and then, you know, slide your director or reflector or driven element in and do what you got to do. But dealing with a square that's, you know, kind of floating out there, you gotta get a little bit tricky with it. But once I figured that out, it was, you know, easy peasy. And like I said, we keep it at the club. One of the club members, new club members, let me let this drop. Last week, and I got a little tripod. I'm just set it up out in the parking lot, you know, and training the newer operators, and we didn't have any issues whatsoever. Well, they got home on the rubber ducky, and you know, I got a telephone call. Something's not right. This noisy, and I'm getting complaints of this and that. Okay, well, there you go. There's your first lesson about an antenna. So they're wanting to build one now, so I told them I'd help them. But, you know, it's nice to see, you know, people learn from it.
Yes, sir, it is. You know, I've made a ton of J-poles in my career as a ham. And I made one that looks like an oversized stick of dynamite. It's about the size of a stick of dynamite, and it works really good. You can clamp this thing to your RV or to a tree or whatever you want, and it gets out pretty good. And I just kept playing around with that design and ended up with that.
One inch copper pipe or 3/4?
No. The, what is it, the 239 connector that comes out of the back of your radio? The center tap on that is where the antenna actually is, if you put it in the center. And right there where one of the screws go in, it's got 4 holes in it, you know, that mounts into wherever you put it. You can put a second element right there, and by playing around with that, you can actually do pretty good with it.
All right. Well, next time I'm over that way, I'll take a look at it and see if I can figure out how it works. But I don't know how many I've built in the last month or so, Rod. I just experiment with them all. Some of them, you know, end up in the scrap bin. But others, I might need to do a little more testing on them. But there's only been one or two that I've just been totally unsatisfied with. And they, get mangled up and throw in the scrap bin out of frustration, I guess.
My daddy says if a man didn't have a good junk pile somewhere close by, he wasn't doing things right, and he wasn't doing enough of things.
I agree. We got a big old scrap pile down there that we, use it till it just gets mangled. When it gets mangled up where you can't get a straight piece out of it, then we'll turn it loose. But after that, it's if it ain't eating nothing, why get rid of it? Because you're gonna need it one day.
Everybody goes through that. I gave it away last week. Now I need it. And I'm the same way. Listen, man, I got junk all over the place here. But it's good junk. It's good for me. And I have a lot of fun with it sometimes. I take a notion to do this or do that or do something else. I got a lot of junk to help me.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to step on out. I'm getting close to my destination. So it's nice talking to you, and hope you're doing well. I'm going to have you some deer sausage on the way this year. Daughter's girlfriend's, my daughter's boyfriend is wanting to deer hunt this year, so I told him, all right, you can hunt up there, but I need plenty of deer sausage. He says, okay, that's a deal. So I'll be in touch when the season opens, because he's pretty good at it. And I'll bring some, drop you by, and forgot about it.
Boy, whatever. You know, I enjoy the sausage. One of our assistant pastors at church used to bring me some now and then, but I'm not sure he's hunting this year, but I'll have to talk to him. It was really great. Yeah, well, especially the mild. Usually a lot of people make it so hot it's not for everybody unless you're one of those hot people. All right, buddy, you have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. Enjoy talking to you as always. 73's Bland was W4WOZ.